The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey everybody, how's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. Hard to believe that we are talking about the first weekend of June already. So get ready, folks. It's here. And no matter what, I mean, there's always this situation of, oh, it's Memorial Day. Oh, it's beginning of June. Before you know it, it'll be August. It'll be September. You'll be like, so what the heck just happened? So I don't know about you. Now that we have little Foster Man, mm-hmm. I'm looking at calendars in a different way. Obviously, we have certain restrictions because of his timing. Mm-hmm. But I feel the need to plan, but also not plan because it's always the, you know, what mood's he going to be in?
Yes.
What's the reality of it? I don't know. Your two are a little older, so.
But still in that, like, lovely young age where they could wake up on the wrong side of the bed and there's just no way you're going to have, a merry time out in an outing with them. And the weather, too, it affects kids so differently than it does as adults. You know, we can write things off or we can punt and do something else. So, you know, one of the things that I'm finding is that I don't even tell my kids what we're doing that weekend just in case. Like, say I planned to go to the zoo, but then it's pouring on Saturday. They're heartbroken. Broken. I mean, you can still go to the zoo when it's raining. It's just a very different experience with a 4 and 6 year old. So, but yeah, I hear you, man. So this is why I love Wicked Roadie and resources like ours, because then you have a variety of things to go to. And if you do need to punt, and if little man's taking a nap at a different time and you need to do something different, you know, you've got a nice assortment to choose from.
What do you do, the listener? What do you do? If this is the case, obviously I am brand new to this whole foster dad thing, mm-hmm. this dad life. Mary's been in it. She's in the early part of her, you know, her career as a mom. Because, I mean, you've only been it for, what, 6 years, 5 years?
6 years, yeah, man.
6 years. So any experience, any advice out there, please feel free to go right onto our Facebook page and put in the comments. I'm still at the point where I can tell the little foster man anything, and it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't have an issue with that, but your plan and approach to not telling them,
keep it in mind, man. It works.
What's going on? And I see that happen a lot. People plan trips to Disney, mm-hmm. and they don't tell the kids until they're in the car or at the airport. Which, you know, hey, they got enough things to worry about,
right?
So that makes sense. Look, if you're tuned in while you're on the road, working, getting errands done, just sit back, listen, and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find it all. Find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Guys, are you ready to relax? Has the end of the school year and just the end of the season, maybe you've gotten a couple of barbecues underneath your belt. Are you actually a little bit more stressed than you thought you'd be this time of year? Well, don't worry, because our new sponsor, Float RI, is located right in the center of the state in Warwick, and they are here to help you out, help to balance your mind, your body, your soul. Maybe you can have a massage. Maybe you can have some flotation therapy like Ben and I keep going on and on about, because it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is something that will help reset your mind, reset your body, and just 60 or 90 minutes in that private pot of Epsom salt and 10 inches of water. It's all diluted. You know, and Mary, that was your first experience doing it. The, mm-hmm. the water was kind of, how would you describe the water, like the way it felt?
It was warm, not hot, yeah. but like your right. perfect body temperature warm. I would never, yep. I never felt cold during the experience.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's right there, creates this anti-gravity environment, so you're floating, your brain waves heal, you feel better, so check it out. You can learn more by visiting our website, and of course, you know, we'll have some giveaways over the summer to help you get rid of those summer stressful elements, although Quite honestly, in the summertime, I like to just, I don't find any stress. It's always the winter that pisses me off. But hey. You know, it's a...
You could start now and get used to floating.
That's right. All right, Mary, what do we have for Wicked Interesting this week?
So now that the warm weather is here and you do want to get outside, in addition to being outside, you probably want to try some new places to eat. And you and I have talked a lot about how amazing the food truck community here is in Rhode Island. Like, we just have such an amazing assortment of different trucks, and then PVD food truck events. They put on so many great things, including Food Truck Fridays at the Carousel Village. So this is going to be going on like all season long. You can show on up anytime between 5 and 8:30 p.m. Head on over right to Roger Williams Park, right at that Carousel Village, and you will get to have your assortment of over 15 locally owned food trucks. Is going to be, of course, local beer from Trinity Brew House. There's going to be music. And all you need to do is just pay for whatever you eat and drink. So if you're really hungry, you can stop at different trucks if you just want a little something to nibble on. Though, really, this event is whatever you want to have. It's your own choose your own adventure kind of event.
I know people that go every Friday night. That's their Friday night plan with the family, because they have the playground there, the carousel. You got the trackless train that drives around, plus all the food, plus the desserts. It's just perfect. It's great. They've got seating, people kind of milling about. I do suggest getting there early, mm-hmm. because once the crowds do file in, it does get a little bit hectic with the parking. Maybe you want to bike there and you want to, you know, put your bike somewhere else. It might make it a little easier to get there. But regardless, it is a wonderful, wonderful event. You're not going to be disappointed. How could you with all those different options right there?
Seriously.
So that's the Wicked Interesting pick of the week. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Wicked Fun in the 401. Mary, we talk a lot about family-friendly events, obviously. We actually have a segment all dedicated to that. But this one is specifically for adults only, 21 plus. When's the last time you went roller skating?
Ooh, I think when I was in college.
United Skates of America over in Rumford.
Rumford.
Rumford. East Providence, right over there, is having an adult skate night on June 1st, that's Saturday, from 9:30 to midnight. So book the babysitter now. And head on over there. It's going to be great. They're going to have music from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You can relive your good old skate days.
Love it.
Admission's only $15 per person, and $20 at the door if you want to. Rollerblade rentals are, you know, $4.50. You're welcome to bring your own skates. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. If they've been in the garage for a while, they may need a little bit of WD-40. But this is just something that... you go to these events, you know, USA Skates. I remember going there as a kid. I'm sure you do, too. If you go there now with the kids, it's crazy. You're not enjoying it as much because you're worried about the little kid falling. You know, we got to get food, this and that. This is an adult night to have out, have a good time, relive the good old days, and hit it up. So that is happening on Saturday from 9:30 to midnight. Adult skate night. Book the sitter No.
That's right. Well, listen, if you're hoping to head on over to the capital city, you might want to definitely plan for it on Saturday, because Hope Street, right there on the east side, they're going to be having their annual spring block party Saturday from 11 to 6. This is a great event, Ben. I mean, block parties in general are great. Hope Street has such a nice assortment of, you know, restaurants, of really eclectic shops that they've got going on. And this, of course, is going to be bigger and better than ever. You know, they're going to be live music. There's going to be break dancers. There's going to be ponies. The Extraordinary Rendition Band's going to be there. There's going to be henna. There's going to be a rock spot climbing wall. There's going to be Narragansett Beer, Revival Brewing Company. They're going to be doing beers for the ballet, because Festival Ballet is on Hope Street. I mean, when I tell you there's an assortment of things to do and see, I am not joking, guys. So there's something for everybody. This too could be family friendly. This could just be you going out by yourself, wanting to meet and greet people. Maybe you want to meet up with some friends, but really tons of exciting things going on. So that is going to be all day Saturday from 11 until 6 p.m. right on Hope Street.
Awesome. Hey, the Pawsox have a weekend of fun for you lined up, providing it doesn't rain. Mary, we have been rained out so many times.
No.
Earlier this week, we had another rain out. Doubleheaders are aplenty. Hopefully, we don't have to do any this weekend, but we do have a lot of great things happening. Friday night, there is the it's the World Series card night, so you will get a card set free if you come there. It's a baseball card set of the players who were in the World Series 2018 last year when the Boston Red Sox were the champions. Mm-hmm. So that's happening on Friday night. On Saturday, during the day, this might be something that your little guy might want to take note of with Blake. They have a free youth clinic at 2 p.m.
Ooh.
And this is open. I mean, it's these things are just they're an absolute blast. Ages 4 to 14, you come out onto the field. They'll have a couple coaches and players out there. This is not like a very serious, like you're going to perform and be evaluated. This is a fun thing. If your kid goes out there and just has a blast throwing a ball around or just laughing and
awesome.
Enjoying it, that's the whole point. But for people who have kids that are interested in asking questions and getting answers from the coaches and players, this is perfect. It's free. And there's always a photograph and autograph session at the end in the barbecue tent afterwards. And then you're invited to stick around to check out the
nice.
Game afterwards.
Yeah.
There will be a wonderful fireworks show set to the music of the 2000s. All you millennials out there, the hits of 2000s is the theme. And then on Sunday, another day to come back to the game, you have pregame catch on the field and then postgame run the bases. In between that, it's a baseball game with all the hamburgers, hot dogs, and Papagino's pizza you can eat. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing over at the Pawsox. They got you a wonderful weekend of fun.
Seriously, as long as it doesn't rain, we got to do our little anti-rain dance.
Yes.
So another thing that we've talked about previous, but I wanted to make sure that y'all knew about it, especially for this upcoming season, is Roger Williams Park's First Saturdays. If you live in the city of Providence, you luck out, my friend. Everybody else, sorry, this is not as exciting for you, but still, there's a lot of people that live in Providence, because on the first Saturday of each month, Providence residents with valid ID, or maybe a proof of residency, maybe you're renting and you have some bills in your name there, you get free admission to not only the zoo, which is open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., actually, until now that it's warm, it's actually until 5 p.m. You Ooh. Also get access to the Museum of Natural History and the Planetarium and the Botanical Center. And this is huge because members don't necessarily have free access. Members of the zoo don't have free access to the Botanical Center, for example. But if you live in Providence, you get access to all three of those things for free on the first Saturday of each month.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah, I dig it.
Mary, what do you got for Wicked Family Friendly this week?
There's this really cute event going on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Cranston Public Library. It's called My First Ballet, and it's with the American Ballet Academy. So it's going to be just a wonderful way to introduce ballet to youngsters. It is a free event. It is going to be classical ballet filled with, of course, sparkling tutus, tiaras, magic, all sorts of things. And it's going to be the ballet version of Sleeping Beauty. Now, while kids are there, they'll be able to learn some basic movements and watch some of these ballet students perform this excerpt from the ballet. So what I love about this is that you don't have to spend a ton of money, get your kid all gussied up, and go to a very fancy performance venue only for them to lose their mind 10 minutes in, because that's what happens
right.
with me. I try to take my kids, they're young, I try to take them to some performances, and it isn't always the best experience. So going to an event like this, first off, it's free. Even if your kid does lose their mind in 10 minutes, it's okay. But also because it's the Central Library in Cranston, it's that one right near Garden City, right off the highway. Because of that, you can also walk around a little bit and have a little breather if they need to use a bathroom. Yeah, it's no stress. So you don't have to get all gussied up. But that is Saturday, 10 a.m., completely free. It's called My First Ballet.
Nice.
You guys know like all sorts of things, but we love when we can help encourage you to be wicked nice, because Rhode Island really is filled with wicked nice people, not going to lie. And because of that, we're proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about different opportunities for you, maybe a friend, your family, to be able to volunteer in and around the state. So starting things off, Blythewald. It's a gorgeous place. We've mentioned it a lot of times here before. They are seeking volunteer museum docents to greet and assist visitors and provide information about the Van Winkle McKee family and the Blythewald property. So shifts are about 3 to 4 hours during the daytime. So really, like, you know, between 9:45 and 4 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. So if you are 16 or older, you can apply for this. Once again, it's a gorgeous property. If you want to be at a mansion, this is a great opportunity for you to volunteer and spend some time there.
Awesome. Hey, the Ronald McDonald House Providence, they provide temporary housing for families of hospitalized children. They're looking for family room volunteers to help register families, restock supplies, and monitor the facility's usage. The room is in the Hasbro Children's Hospital. It's open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The shifts are 4 hours long, not that long. They also need house volunteers to help clean, check in families, and perform office tasks. The commitment's only 1 year, and you know it's a shift from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. In addition, they need folks to purchase food and prepare evening meals for up to 32 people. So if you want to learn more about this amazing organization, Mary, you and I have both been through the house there. It's beautiful over there, right next door, literally just adjacent to the properties of the hospital, because when your kids are sick and you need to stay close by, that's where you want to be. You literally cannot get any closer. So if you want more information, just hit up the Ronald McDonald House in Providence. Wonderful organization. If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You're going to want to make sure that you are following us on Facebook and Instagram, my friends, because Ben and I are going to be taking a trip soon back to Float. And while we're there, we are surely going to be doing some fun stories, letting you see inside, telling you a little bit more about that experience. Plus, it's the time to be out and about in Rhode Island, so we're going to be sharing more of your photos, not just in our feed, but also in the stories, especially about the events that we've chatted about.
Yeah, so make sure you're using that hashtag WickedRoadie, because we want to see it. If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
Until next time, folks, my name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.